Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Where's the money? Where's the money?
Money talks.
Everybody needs money. That's why they call it money.
Isn't this guy supposed to be a millionaire?
Just follow the money.
We're going to be doing some Following the Money right now. Welcome back to the show. It's Todd Zwillick and Noel King with you, filling in for John Hockenberry. Well, the Republican and Democratic National Conventions are just days away. And yeah, that's why we're talking money. The RNC has a lot more than just political headwind to deal with in the form of Todd Akin. Tampa emergency management officials have an eye on a tropical storm that could be swirling towards Florida next week. But whatever the weather, hundreds of millions of dollars will be flowing into Tampa and also into Charlotte, North Carolina, where the Democrats are holding their conventions, where the takeaway will be, by the way. As part of our Follow the Money series, we want to take a look at how much money is actually involved, who funds the things like the posters and the food and the big Jumbotron TV screens. And in the case of the Republicans, a $2.5 million Frank Lloyd Wright-inspired theatrical stage, apparently. Who pays for all this stuff, and what do they get for their investment? Dave Leventhal is money and politics reporter at Politico and joins us now. Hi, Dave.
Hey, good to be with you.
And you. Thanks for joining us. Let's just start with some dollars and cents to set the table here. First, Republicans, and then we'll go to the Democrats. Do we have an idea of the ultimate price tag for the Republican convention in Tampa? How much money are we talking about?
We are talking about nine-figure affairs overall when you consider the entire universe of what's being spent on a convention. And a convention, of course, is a lot more than just the actual convention itself. You've got so many ancillary events, things orbiting around the convention, various events of all sorts, and a whole lot of special interest money that's flowing into it as well. Bottom line is there's numerous pots of money that actually are being spent in order to put on the entire affair, including the convention event itself, of course.
Okay, so in the case of the Republicans, and then we'll move on to Democrats, it's not just what goes on in the basketball arena in Tampa, which will have a certain kind of funding. It's the parties with the interest groups. It's the state delegations have parties and events. It's really a convention in every sense of the word, and it all has to be paid for. Nine figures suggests, I'm terrible at arithmetic, but that's upwards of $100 million at a minimum.
Without question. And there are literally hundreds of different affairs and parties and gatherings and soirees of all sorts when you go to one of these conventions. So if you've ever been, you know there's some really, really Tony ritzy events that are put on by some of the groups that you just suggested, many corporations, special interest groups, various political entities, and it's a pretty good time, but it's a pretty good dollar too. And many of those events are going to be paid for by special interests, by corporations. Now, that's neither here nor there, especially on the Republican side. They've been doing this for many, many conventions. It gets a little trickier when you do talk about the Democrats, though.
And we're going to talk about the Democrats. What about transparency? You said upwards of nine figures. That's a pretty round number. How transparent are the two-party committees on exactly how much they're spending? What do we know?
When it comes to the actual convention itself, we do know that, of course, there is a lot of public money that goes into the actual staging of the event itself. There's Homeland Security money that goes in for the very, very tight security that you can imagine is going to be at the conventions, both conventions. So that money is going to be very transparent. On the other side, it's going to be a little less so. You're not going to see some of the money revealed until Federal Election Commission reports are filed well after the fact in October. But we do know that there are many corporations on the Republican side that are definitely contributing services or contributing money to the overall production of the event, not necessarily in the convention itself, but also outside as well.
Now, the Democrats meeting in Charlotte, North Carolina, second, the Republicans go first, and then the Democrats, they've said no corporate money. They've called this a people's convention. Is that really true, or does that mean no corporate money in the basketball arena itself, but all those other ancillary events are going to have corporate money behind it? Is there transparency? What does that actually mean in dollars and cents, a people's convention?
taking a very interesting line here. They not only called it the People's Convention, but have talked of it being the most open and accessible convention ever. And the Democrats seem to be swearing off corporate money. However, not to get too deep in the weeds, but there's been an organization set up called the New American City Organization, which has been taking in, so far as we know, corporate dollars to do some of those outside events. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Duke Energy, at least we know to this point, are some of the corporations who have donated into it. And as a result, the Democrats kind of find themselves in a bit of a pickle, having to say, okay, well, you know, we are swearing off corporate money of some sort, but, well, you know, this other pot over here, well, we're kind of working with it and going to be as transparent as the law requires us to be.
Dave Leventhal of Politico, Bank of America and Wells Fargo aren't exactly the most popular corporations in the country right now. I realize Charlotte's a big banking center, but that's got to be sensitive for Democrats.
It is very sensitive, and it's something that you know the Democrats are catching a little bit of heat from, saying, okay, well, we're going to be transparent, but we're not really going to show you exactly how much money overall for, again, the whole universe of our convention, how much money is coming in. So it's going to be a little bit of a tricky dance. We do know that there have been at least some fundraising troubles on the Democratic side. They've cut back from 4 days to 3 full days in their convention. The Democrats have said, oh, we're doing fine, we're okay, we're not in bad shape, but obviously they've taken steps to try to ameliorate any problems that might occur from any funding shortfall that they may or may not have. The bottom line is we don't exactly know what financial position they're in right now because they haven't revealed their financial position.
And they won't until they're forced to in October. Well, a more modest convention, as you mentioned, the bar is a lot lower for Democrats. $37 million is their fundraising target for direct contributions for Charlotte. Compare that to $61 million when Obama was the new guy in Denver. That's like half the size. But there are other ways, aren't there, Dave Leventhal, of getting money. What about in-kind gifts? In the Charlotte Observer, I was reading an interesting report on hundreds of thousands of dollars, it says in this article, of worth of software from Microsoft, computers, things, equipment from Xerox, Duke Energy, not giving cash but giving gear.
Precisely. And this speaks to the issue that it's not just one big account that all this money is flowing into. There's many, many different accounts. There's many different ways to actually participate or donate to a convention operation that goes beyond just the traditional route of funding the event itself. So if you're a special interest group, if you're somebody who wants to get involved and make your name known, then there's a pretty easy way to do it, regardless of whether you're talking about the Democratic or the Republican convention.
Well, Dave Leventhal, money and politics reporter at Politico. Dave Leventhal, you ever seen a pair of infomercials more expensive than that?
And that's what both say. Hey, this is the best way that we can possibly put our face in front of the American people. And there's going to be, you know, some corporate logos to see alongside with it.
Expensive infomercials. Dave Leventhal, thanks.